The first stage takes you from the railway station to the first craftsman on the getter. This first stage lasts 40 minutes. If you stand in front of a modern building of the railway station, you might notice on your right-hand side a plaque on the pavement commemorating the place where the former Santa Lucia Church stood until it was pulled down in the 1800s to make room for the actual railway station. Santa Lucia was actually buried in the church, but her relics were moved to a nearby church, San Geremia. Next to the railway station, there is quite an impressive church from 1700s named the Scalzi Church, after the name of the Order of the Carmelites who still live there, on who walk barefoot. The church was famous for its ceiling, destroyed by a fire in 1915 during the First World War. That ceiling was adorned by a fresco by Gian Battista Tiepolo. Whereas in the Manin Chapel, we still find the tomb of the last Doge of Venice, Ludovico Manin. Keep walking and you will find yourself on the busy street named Lista di Spagna. Lista is a Venetian word for a street close to an embassy. In fact, on that very street, in between all shops and restaurants, you will find an impressive palace, Palazzo Seriman, which used to be the seat of a Spanish embassy in Venice at the time of the Republic. And further on, as you walk straight, you will come to a wide square called Campo San Geremia, well known during carnival times for the bullfighting which took place over here, and also for the church in which the body of Santa Lucia still rests. On the left-hand side of the... On the right-hand side of San Geremia, you see an elegant palace dating from the 1700s, once owned by the family Labia, well known in Venice, because every time they had guests at dinner, they would serve the courses in golden crockery, and then they threw the crockery out of the window. However, we know that servants were collecting the crockery, so they looked more wealthy than they actually were. They're just kind of showing off their importance. Leaving Campo San Geremia, we have a short walk to a bridge called Ponte delle Guglie because of the four pinnacles on it. And that bridge is also accessible to wheelchairs and to disabled people. And once you cross the bridge, you turn left, you find yourself on the Fondamenta di Canareggio. And after a few steps, if you turn right, you'll go under a covered archway called Sottoportico del Ghetto. And that is where the Jewish district begins. If you manage, stop and have a look at the walls left by the hinges in the wall. That's where the gate was, which was shut at sunset, and therefore the Jews were locked in the ghetto at night until the following morning. Next to the access to the ghetto, you also have a kosher restaurant, Gam Gam, if you wish to enjoy the delicacies of a Jewish cuisine. Walk straight on, and after about 100 yards, you'll find yourself on a small square with two tall buildings on your left and on your right-hand side. These are two of the five Jewish synagogues in the ghetto itself. But next to them, there are much higher buildings, and that's why this area is famous for. And as you turn round the corner on the right-hand side, there you meet the first craftsman, Bottega del Mondo, which offers you a tour of its workshop where all kinds of leather goods are handmade.